This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Generic drugs are cheaper, but what's with these coupons to make non-generics seem cheaper? Drug companies like them, insurers do not, with patients stuck between. Today, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has the first of two stories from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia.
At their best, drug coupons give people access to super expensive drugs with no generic equivalents, like Stelara for Crohn's disease. With coupons, the drug maker picks up most of the consumer's share of the tab, says University of Pennsylvania's David Grandy.
A coupon may be the difference between a patient getting or not getting a drug that they may really benefit from.
At their worst, coupons do little more than pad drugmaker profits. Since coupons first hit the scene in 2006, companies have issued cards before patents expired to fend off new generics. USC economist Jeffrey Joyce.
All these coupons are doing is trying to prevent the consumer from going and purchasing the lower cost generic.
And it works. Harvard economist Limor Daphne found drug makers hauled in as much as $2.7 billion between 2007 and 2010 by keeping people on branded drugs.
The coupons are a way to make the patient not care how expensive the drug is, but the buck stops somewhere. Somebody is paying that high price.
That somebody is us. Typically, the more an insurer pays this year, the higher premiums will be the next. So insurers fight unnecessary spending, like buying expensive branded drugs when you don't have to. But research firm IQVIA Institute reports coupon use is up. As of 2016, one in five prescriptions for people with private insurance was filled with one.
It's not an easy problem to say who the winners and losers are. What is clear is that patients are kind of caught in the middle.
University of Pennsylvania's David Grandy says, really, consumers are trapped in a price war between insurers and drug makers. Patients like low-cost drugs, but coupons allow the drug companies to keep prices up and drive premiums higher. The problem? Consumers like Juliana Keeping have come to depend on them.
I have to rely on these things in order to get my son medicine.
Keeping, who lives outside Washington, D.C., says her five-year-old son takes Pertzine, a digestive enzyme for his cystic fibrosis. Without the coupon, Keeping says they'd pay $1,300 a month until they met their deductible.
It should not be normal to need a big coupon, but right now that's what we're living with. So, you know, anything that helps is a big boost to my family.
Insurers have launched a new attack on coupons that could force people to pay thousands more than they do today. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.